This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, a Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. We continue on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the second section. It is the green text. We have another saying of Rav Nassan Bar Abba Amarav. So Rav Nassan Bar Abba Amarav. Kol ha-mitzape al shulchan acherim, anyone who looks to somebody else's table for food, olam chashach ba'do, his world is darkened. Right, shenemar, as it says, no day hu lalechem, he's wandering for bread, ayei, right, yada, ki nachom biyado yom choshech. Right, so that pasuk literally means, right, where is it? He knows the day of darkness is ready at hand. Right, so when you're running around looking for bread because you can't afford to feed your family, so that is, right, that's a dark, dark day. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, Af Chayab Einam Chayim. That even his life is not life. That's no life. Tana Rabbanan, on that note, the rabbi is taught, Shlosha Chayim Einam Chayim. Right, three people whose lives are not, they're just not life, it's not living. Ve'elu Hein, no, these are they. Number one, I'm at Zapa L'Shulcha Chaveiro. Number one, it is somebody who looks to others for sustenance, others' tables. Number two, Misha Ishto Moshelat Alav. All right, somebody whose wife rules over them. Okay. As I'm being recorded in your head, you can insert any joke that you wish. Number three, Umisha Yisurin Moshlim Begufo. Somebody whose afflictions rule over their body. They're in constant pain and agony. Right, says the Gemara, those three not alive. V'yesh omrim, and some say, af misha ein lo ala chalok echad. Right, so too a person who only has one garment. Right, the one garment gets dirty, gets infested, gets disgusting. Not alive. Tanakama, what about the Tanakama? Why didn't he list that person who only has one garment? Efshar d'me'ayin b'maneh. No, you can check out your clothing. You can clean it. You can brush it off. You can do whatever you need to do. That's feasible and manageable. The other three simply not living. Okay. New Mishnah. En shovrin es hacheres. Right, you cannot break earthenware. Right, now that's not destroying an earthenware vessel because that would actually be a kill call or destruction. But you're breaking it for some constructive purpose. Right, in English it says you're using it in the oven, so you have these pieces they would put in the oven, make sure the food doesn't burn. Ve'ein chotchen haniyar litzlot bo maliach. Right, and furthermore, you can't cut paper. In order to place the salted fish on it, right? It almost reminds me of the fish that when you go to the fishmonger and you get it wrapped up, right? So you can't cut that on yontif. Ve'ein gorfin tanor v'chirayim. You cannot, the growth is to remove all of the ashes from the bottom of the oven or the stove. But you can push it down, right? So that it at least some of the fire will get through and you can push it down, but you cannot remove it totally. You can't set up two barrels. Right, so let's say you have a fire in the middle. You put two barrels in the side, and that way you can put a pot on top over the heat, and it will, and that's how you would cook. Ve'ein sobchen es hakdeira bibakat. You cannot hold up your pot with a piece of wood. Ve'chein badelet, and so too with a door. And we'll see what that means. The Gemara will explain what exactly it is that that means. And you cannot lead an animal with a stick on yontif, right? To direct, smack it, whatever it is, not smack it, nudge it. We don't smack, God forbid. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so that he permits. Okay, so the Gemara now wants to know. So we had a whole list of things in the Mishnah. Right, what? Why can't we do all these things? The Gemara says, my time, right? What's the reason that you can't break the charas into the pieces that you're going to use? Mishum de kamitakin mana. Right? Because you are creating a vessel, right? That shard, that piece is a usable piece with a purpose, and you're creating it when you break it. Ve'ein gorfin tanur bechirayim. Right? You cannot clean out the oven. Right? Remove all the ashes. Tani, Rav Chiya by Yosef, kamed Rav Nachman. So Rav Chiya, the son of Yosef, says in the name of Rav Nachman, V'imi efshar le'efos bo ella im kein gorfo. But if the only way to cook in that oven was if you removed all of the ash, so then mutter. Right, to make it work better, you cannot. But if you can't cook at all, and cooking is mutter, is permitted on Yontif, then you can remove all of the ash from the oven. So the veitu de Rabbi Chiya nafalei aricha b'tanura. So the wife of Rabbi Chiya, right, poor Rabbi Chiya's wife, so a brick falls into her oven on Yontif. And it seems that that brick is going to be problematic in terms of cooking on Yontif. Right? What happens at the end of that story? Come back tomorrow and join us, because this concludes our learning for today.